Fashion Tech Applied is published. My co-authored book taking you through 6 chapters and covering the technologies and innovations powering the fashion industry. I'm Peter Jun Ho Sang, founder and CEO of Beyond Form, and welcome to the special podcast series Applied. Each episode, I'll be sitting down with incredible fashion tech professionals that are featured inside the book. On today's episode, I'm sitting down with Eliane Young, Marketing and Product Development Director at Enhega, a digital pattern cutting software that combines green screens, AI, and more to help pattern cutters digitize their physical paper patterns. The first time Ellie showed me how the software works was when I was setting up Beyond Form's Fashion Tech Lab. I was truly blown away by not only its simplicity, but also the accuracy and ease while executing some of the most tedious pattern cutting tasks. Featured in chapter 3 of the book, we discuss just how easy or difficult, as the case may be for some, going from manual physical cutting to digital.
It's not made to burden your life or place you. It's just a tool that will help your life be easier. Because you know, like, you already created a pattern, created a template. Why would you waste your time and, you know, redraw it manually and do everything that you already did? With our system, you know, you're scanning, you're taking a picture, and our software is finding all the markings for you and assigning it, edit it if needed.
And let's get some conversation with Ellie on this episode of Venturing into Fashion Tech. How are you today, Ellie?
Hi, I'm good, Peter. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being with us, where we're going to be talking about Enhega, digital pattern cutting, a little bit of AI, and everything to do with product development. To set the scene for our listeners, the fashion design and production software market size was valued at $2.1 billion in 2023, and it's projected to reach $5.4 billion by 2030. In terms of lay planning, cutting fabrics in production and bulk production, specifically on the factory floor, quite often it is cited that there's at least a minimum of 15% cutting waste that ends up on the factory floor. So as you can imagine, that amounts to a lot of fabric eventually. In some cases, it can be as high as 30% cutting waste. So we'll get your thoughts about that a little bit later on, Ellie. In terms of the landscape of digital pattern cutting, we have the big behemoths like Lectra and Gerber, which many fashion professionals, of course, are aware of. But there's also smaller guys like yourselves, Enhega, doing some amazing things. And your tools are very powerful in their own respect. And I have been working with you now, Ellie, for quite a few years, since 2019, in our fashion tech lab, green screen, pattern cutting. When I first saw it, I was just like, oh, that's really cool. I didn't know you could pretty much do that with a green screen to pattern cut, essentially, and we'll hear more of how that works a little bit later on. But Ellie, before we get stuck in into the technology itself, we want to know more about you. You studied at FIT in New York in advertising and communication. So how did you end up market digital pattern cutting software?
Yes. So I studied at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York, and I got a business degree in advertising and marketing communications. I always like business and fashion. My family is an entrepreneur family, and fashion, I think, is kind of like a form of art, you know, that, you know, it's very fun and creative, and the way you dress can determine your mood and influence a lot of things in life, I think. So after I graduated from FIT, I worked in some startups, and then I started working at Enhega. And Enhega is very interesting because it's a beautiful merge between, you know, the fashion industry, the fashion tech industry, and business.
You just said that your degree was in business. To go from pattern cutting, which is quite technical in many ways, what was it like switching from business to then somewhat product development?
Yes, but I think I do a little bit of both. It's not only the product development side, but it's also the business side of product development.
And how did you find the startup world when you graduated from FIT? How was it like for you?
Yeah, so I was working on like a digital marketplace and another like a shoe fashion company. It was also in the business side. And then I had a friend that worked at Enhega before, And then she was like, oh, they're looking for someone with your profile, with that has business and fashion background. And it was kind of like perfect.
So essentially the power of networking, very much what fashion the industry is about all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite often said that it's about who you know as opposed to your experience or your skills. And I think case in point that you obviously got your job through your friend. And how long have you been there now? Is it 13 years?
Yes. Yes, it's been a long time.
So you know it inside out then. So for our listeners, what is NHEGA specifically?
NHEGA is a small technology company that specializes in pattern digitizing systems, automatic pattern digitizing systems. We've been around for, I think, 23 years now, and we were founded by award-winning professors that focus on artificial intelligence that has a background in manufacturing. Currently, we have three different digitizing solutions, the N-Scan Premium Scanner, which is considered the best digitizer available on the market, and also the N-Shot Pro and N-Shot Lite, which is a camera, automatic camera digitizing system. We also have other complementary products, you know, in the same realm for marker making, you know, material utilization, the N-Estimate Auto and N-Estimate Manual. We work with fashion companies, you know, which is the focus here, but we also work with any type of company that manufactures. We work with companies that do furniture, aviation, composites. So it's not like limited to fashion. So if you need, if you create a product and you need to digitize, vectorize the templates, you know, you can use ours.
That's very interesting because quite often when we think of pattern cutting and digitization of templates, we think of fashion normally. But as you just said that, actually, it can apply to other verticals as well. If you're dealing with any type of product that requires a template or a pattern of some sort, then I guess it is applicable. You mentioned there as well that one of your solutions is potentially considered one of the best or the best, quite a big claim, digitizer on the market. What makes it so special?
Quality is all about details. And with the N-Scan system, we use a high-definition scanner called Context from Denmark. And, you know, like there are five cameras in a control environment where all the lighting, tilt, and DPI control the calibration tube. And also our AI, how we're able to capture the image and vectorize everything.
So you have all of these different solutions. How long did it take for you to learn how to use the software? Because there might be some listeners that are very anxious about, you know, they may be traditional fashion designers or product developers, you know, doing pattern cutting by hand, that are thinking going digital. And I have met many designers that, you know, are quite reluctant to even pick up the mouse and try a software like yours. So how long did it take you to learn such a software?
To learn depends on the individual. But for me, I am good with technology. I do have a like background in fashion, so I understand, like, you know, the language. So for me, it didn't take very long. But of course, our software, you know, when you're learning, you know, to really understand in depth, to like show it to other people, I really have to know all the tools and all the capabilities. So it's like a different level of understanding that I have. But we have many clients that have never used a computer. Our system is the, you know, the first introduction to technology for them. And if you know the language, the pattern engineering language, and then you go to our software, it shouldn't take that long to learn. I feel like maybe in 1 or 2 weeks, you know, if you really like start using and trying it out, it's very simple because it's basically scanning and our AI does the rest for you, like in the background. So you're scanning a pattern that you're like already created and our AI is determining what is the cut line, what is the notches, what are the, you know, like the other elements of the pattern for you. But of course, it doesn't do magic and, you know, you have to double check and everyone has like a different type of pattern. They create patterns differently. But once you learn how to, you know, like where everything is and how to adapt the software for you, I think it shouldn't take long to learn our system. Any new product, there's an initial hurdle. It's not like, you know, like if anything, even if it's simple. But after you go through that, you know, I think it's pretty easy. It's easier than a CAD system. So oftentimes people, when people like get our system, and they're like transitioning to using like a 2D or 3D CAD, they they're very happy because it's much more intuitive. It's like, again, the first step into digitalization.
I think the key word there is hurdle and just breaking that hurdle mentally. But even then, 1 or 2 weeks to learn a new software is it's quite a quick way of learning a software. So you must remember things very easily. And how did you feel when you just got it?
I'm always learning. It's not only about the tools. It's about, like, you know, your patterns. Like, so I have certain clients that have patterns that are like super different and they're made in a different way. So I have to adapt and understand what they want and how they work. So I'm always, like, you know, learning more and more and seeing different ways that I can do the same thing or like that I can help a client.
Do you ever wish that you did a fashion design degree where you had to learn pattern cutting software, or do you think because the software tool is now so powerful that it's not necessarily needed for pattern cutting, you know, those foundations to use the software?
Pattern engineer is so important. Is, you know, like, I think a product, like a design, is only as good as the patterns that you make. I feel like it requires a lot of technical knowledge. It's not the fun drawing, like, you know, like the creative part, is more like the technical part. So I do think, you know, like, people benefit from getting, you know, taking classes, or if you're good, you could learn, like, anything is online right now. You can learn it online too. But, you know, there's a thing that you can also network when you take classes. So I think it's, you know, depends on the person, but that's with anything in any industry.
No, absolutely. Did you take classes for pattern cutting?
No, I did not take classes for pattern cutting.
So you're such a genius then in pattern cutting. You didn't need the classes. So then you're featured in chapter 3 of the book, all about the fashion supply chain and prototyping. We discuss how the cutting part of the production can create a minimum of 15% cutting waste, as I said in the introduction. But AI is used in tools such as N-Estimate, which can help to reduce this number by calculating the optimal lay plan. However, the technology can only go so far if designers and product developers are still designing with initial patterns without waste in mind. So what can they do whilst also know how the tech is there to help them with this process?
I think it's always important to do the marker making, to create a marker. If you don't have a software, a lot of like individuals, maybe they don't have a software, but it's okay. You can get the fabric and then just lay the patterns and maybe take a picture. If you do have a software, you know, you can import the picture of the fabric and then lay it on top to check, you know, how much fabric you are using. And also, like, a lot of people, when they're creating the first product, they don't use their actual fabric because it's expensive. They maybe use a muslin or paper, and then, like, you know, they drape and check.
You mentioned that in your answer that, of course, you have some clients that use the N-Estimate tool. Just to go off, you know, to give some context to our listeners, some of your clients do include Rag & Bone, the fashion brand, H&M, the fast fashion giant, and then left field as well is NASA, the space company, which is very interesting. How have, you know, the pattern cuttings within all of these organizations adjusted from moving potentially traditional hand pattern cutting to digital cutting?
Yes, I think they're all different cases. For Rag & Bone, I think they've been using our system for a while. One of the, like, as you mentioned in the beginning, the fashion industry is very connected. So there was a person very knowledgeable about, you know, production, like fashion production, that worked in another company that has used our N-Scan digitizing system. And I think when they went to Rag & Bone, they saw that, I think they were using like more manual ways to digitize. And then they brought our system there. With, I think you mentioned H&M. I think it was also like they heard about us from the industry and then also reached out. They needed like a way to digitize everything automatically and more efficiently.
And what was that transition process like for them? Did you have to handhold them or were they okay by themselves?
Oh, no. These people are very, you know, good with technology, very understood right away, like no hand holding here.
And how about a brand like, well, it's not necessarily a brand, but it's an organization, NASA. Like, how did you feel when like NASA approached you, like, we want your system, because there's like nothing to do with, you know, fashion, shall we say?
Yeah, but I think they do make, you know, spacesuits, right? Or like other things. But it's a really good company, and precision is very important for them. And if I'll go, but I know that our end scan is very good and very precise.
So what bugbears do you always see when people start digital pattern cutting? Like, what are some of those pet peeves that you have that you just go with, they need to really think about their process or maybe get some further training in some way?
It depends on the client, but I think when you're starting with a new system, there's always like, you know, you don't know, it's a new language, new tools. Even if it's easy, there is a learning curve. And as humans, I think everyone, you know, we don't like change that much. So I feel like it's more like a feeling of change and accepting it, and then and then working through and understanding that the software is not made to, you know, like burden your life or replace you. It's just a tool that will help your life be easier, because you know like you already created a pattern, created a template. Why would you waste your time and, you know, redraw it manually, you know, and do everything that you already did with our system? You know, you're scanning, you're taking a picture, and our software is finding all the markings for you and assigning it. And after that, you can, you know, double check if it did it correctly, and then easily, you know, like edit it if needed.
So it sounds like it's more like a mental barrier and challenge more than a technical one. So if I paraphrase that correctly, you know, anyone new to digital pattern cutting just needs to basically take a step back and think about, okay, by going into digital pattern cutting, this is potentially going to help optimize the pattern cutting process and essentially create efficiencies in the workflow. And I think that point is very pertinent, because many fashion designers just kind of freak out when they just see digital pattern cutting or any software for that matter. And they can like, don't necessarily take that step backwards to think about, okay, how can it make their lives a little bit easier, as you say. And that's my advice to anybody, and our advice, anyone listening to this episode, is to think about how can those workflows be improved on a daily basis. And on that point, you know, digital fashion has exploded over the last few years. I mentioned right in the introduction of this episode, Lectra and Gerber are still, you know, still major market shareholders. So how does interoperability, you know, and IE and Haeger's outputs work in other software, work amongst all of this different software that's out there?
A lot of our clients work with Gerber, Lectra, but we do have other clients that work with, you know, OptiTex, Browseware, SolidWorks, AutoCAD. So more and more I see a variations of, you know, CAD systems. Our software can export to all major file formats, including native Gerber, native Lectra, but we also have a DXF, and DXF is kind of like a universal CAD file format that most CAD systems can open. But DXF is not like PDF or JPEG where, you know, there's one kind and there's a small variation. It's not as standardized as, you know, PDF or JPEG. But we also create different variations for the different CAD systems that exist. For instance, we have DXF ASTM that was made specifically for OptiTex. We have DXF made for AutoCAD that can also be edited. You know, you can edit the layers. We have DXFs for PAD, for StyleCAD, for, you know, essentially all major CAD and CAM systems. But of course, a lot of people prefer the native file format because it has more information. But it's possible to adapt the DXFs to, you know, contain this information as well. And since we work with, you know, a lot of Lectra clients and a lot of Gerber clients, and they're a bit different from the other CADs, I feel like, in a way, their file formats, we have just native file to, you know, help communication. I think when people, like larger companies, especially when they have like a system, they like tend to stick to one brand. But there's a reason why sometimes they get other brands, because, you know, sometimes, like for instance, us, we specialize in what we do. And that's a very specific area that is small, but very important in the long run. So a lot of our clients from Electra, Gerber, and the other major Canon systems.
In a nutshell, if you are using the NHAGA suite of tools, you can actually then create outputs that can be used in the other software. And I think it goes back to our point earlier again, that workflow getting more streamlined and easier. And this is not just applied to your software, but the entire process where you might be using other software along the way as well. And I think also from a production perspective, certainly when I was doing production out in China, if the client was able to supply file formats that were then usable by our factories, it just made the whole process a lot easier. There was none of this, you know, backwards and forwards of shipping physical patterns, you know, paper patterns. So, you know, that did happen quite a lot with some of my clients. They didn't have those digital patterns, and it was just like, oh my goodness, you know, you've just spent like $100, $200 on shipping these paper patterns to us from, you know, like Australia to Hong Kong, which then have to go to then China. All of this cost involved, all of this, you know, that process in itself takes a week, for example, whereas if they were just to provide a DXF file, as you say, or whatever file is needed digitally, then, you know, that can be done at a click of a button. So I think it's definitely worth, you know, training, you know, people internally. They can make those workflows a lot easier. I know from a production perspective, they also prefer that as well, because then everything is recorded digitally as to every adjustment that has been made, and we can track which pattern cutter or product developer has done the change itself. And there's a communication element there as well that is just made a lot smoother. And I've certainly seen this firsthand as, you know, one of the benefits of doing digital pattern cutting. Do you think digital pattern cutting is the future? Or do you think people always want to do manual pattern cutting at the same time?
I think for in a production lab is definitely the future, because, again, it's much more efficient. As you mentioned, everything is very true. A lot of our clients have the issue that you described, like they will ship something and it will get lost, which is worse, or it will take weeks to get there. But with a click of a button, you can just send the information, the vector information, and also the image information. And in just this third stream, the more data, the more, you know, since you're communicating not only internally, but with different locations, more data is important. And it's also like when you put it digitally, you have an archival of things. We have a lot of clients that companies that have been, you know, around for a long time, and they have gigantic physical archivals. Imagine if I like a fire happened or something happens, or like to find like an old style that you wanna, you know, use as a base and adapt it, you know, like that's very time consuming. But I think, you know, like manual pattern engineering will always exist. And a lot, I feel like high-end fashion companies, they care a lot about detail and fit, and they, you know, do it manually. It's also about the skills of the person using it. There's super talented, you know, amazing pattern makers that create very artistic, beautiful. I'm thinking, I forgot their name, but there's like a Japanese guy, they do origami like patterns that are like, it blows my mind every time I see. So I think there's always space for manual. It depends on, you know, your skills. And also when I feel like for a hobbyist, or like you're making your own clothes, like, you know, it's easy to drape on your own body too, things like that. So both can exist.
So it's never going to, of course, remove the need or the desire to do things by hand. And for readers of the Fashion Tech Applied book, you will see in chapter 3 the setup of actually how the NHAGA solution does work. And it's pretty much a plug-and-play solution, and it's super, super easy. I just want to finish off this episode, Ellie, with a quick fire round of questions. So the first answer that comes into your head, are you ready?
Yes.
Have you read Fashion Tech Applied yet?
I got the book last week, so I haven't had time to read it completely.
Oh, it took really long then to get to you in New York. It was set ages ago. Okay, you'll read it soon. The last fashion item that you digitally cut?
It's probably a sample that a client sent.
Digital or physical pattern cutting?
Bold for production, 100% sure, digital. But for like individual, like sometimes I do like making my own clothes and I just drape it on myself. So physical, because I'm only making for myself on my own body.
Favorite brand that gets fit and cut right?
There is a brand called Dawang. It's a New York brand that streetwear, Chinese, modern Chinese inspired. I'm wearing it right now that I love. And there's also another New York brand called Taiso Inspire that I really love.
Okay. Is that going to your cultural heritage, Ellie?
Yes. I think the version they make is so beautiful. It's like a mix of East and West. And it just like really fits my body very well. I think they have a good grasp on like the feet and everything. Too.
Best tip for someone looking to go from physical to digital pattern cutting?
Just go for it. Don't be scared. I feel like sometimes people get, you know, hesitant and scared of changes. But after the initial hurdle, it will just help you be more efficient, probably save money, save fabric, cut costs.
Thank you so much for your time, Ellie.
Thank you, Peter, for having me again.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to click follow to keep up to date with the latest episodes. And if you like this episode, please give us a review. If you want us to feature a specific theme or guest, please give us a message at beyondform.io. I will see you very soon.